Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Aloha and welcome to another episode of Balls Deep. That's right, it's our sports podcast where we go in balls deep on all kinds of sports. And we do it weekly, of course. We being me and the homie Jay Trill. What up, Jay Treasy?
What's going on, Rod?
Ski-wee! No, same thing as always, just trying to get this computer to cooperate with us. But I guess it decided it was taking a day off because it was July 5th. They wanted the long weekend of Spreecast also, but we had to keep grinding. How's everything going with you, bro?
Oh, man, everything's been excellent. You know, just trying to maintain, hold it down for the Light Skin Coalition. We're in the house today.
Yeah, time to go balls deep all over the place, man. We also have a person that's been on the show before, but it's the first time returning. It's the co-host of the Blackout Tips and the host of Lip Smacking Good, Karen. What's up?
I'm off work today, so I am in the house.
That's right. She's off work and ready to go balls deep with the fellas.
I know, right?
We also got a couple new people on the show that haven't been on our podcast before, but you may have heard their voice on phone calls to the Blackout Tips and things of that nature. It's the homie Leonard Brothers. What up, Leonard?
What's up, Rod? How you doing, man?
Chilling, dogs. Good to have you in the house, man. We appreciate you. Everybody knows they can follow you on Twitter at LBrothersMedia and LB_daily. And LeonardBrothersMedia.com for the website, man. What exactly do you do at LeonardBrothersMedia.com?
It's LBrothersMedia.
Oh, LBrothersMedia. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I call it LeonardBrothersMedia too, so don't.
Yeah, no, that's my fault. That's my fault.
Yeah. I'm trying to build my own empire, man. Like a multimedia type thing. I do some filmmaking. I want to do like film and television and, you know, get into the podcasting game. And I've got a book club, the Look and Listen book club. So you can find all that information on LBrothersMedia.com. That's kind of like your one-stop shop. I have a Vimeo page, Vimeo.com. My name on there is Mr. Brothers, but some of the videos from there are actually on LBrothersMedia.com. So that's kind of like, you know, where you can find everything at.
Trying to take over the world, man. So make sure you guys, man, check Leonard out, man.
And he got the daily positive quotes in the morning, too.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they be all uplifting.
I see him every morning. Light-skinned people, keep your head up. It's going to get better.
It won't always be like this. We'll be hot again one day.
Right. It's not always for me, but I understand the message. We also have another dude whose podcast I've been on, and he's called the show several times. One time he left two messages that had nothing to do with each other. It's Greg Herr. What up, Greg?
What's going on? How you doing?
Good, man. Of course, y'all can follow him on Twitter. He's at Greg OKGA, which is for Oklahoma and Georgia. The GNA show at GNA show and Facebook.com GNA show, where he co-hosts the show with, Abe, and, they, sometimes don't get along and they don't talk while we're on the show as guest, and then you're like, what's going on? This is the last episode. What's up, Greg? How you been?
I've been all right. We just did a new episode of the GNA show last night. I'm gonna try to put it up today, and we've been very inconsistent, and now Abe's going on vacation. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if I'm going to keep the show going or like wait till he gets back, or, you know, just cut him out of the show completely and go back on my own again.
How long of a vacation is it?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Okay. All right. And who hosted this last episode? Who was the host?
Well, it was me and Abe that mm-hmm. did the show last night.
But who was bringing up the topics and all that stuff?
It was me. It was back to me.
Okay.
It was just the reason why, like, the last time I didn't do it a whole lot of talking is because, as you may hear, if, you know, people who listen to previous episodes, Abe always has an issue with how I run the show. Mm. So I had him bring you and Karen on. I had him, like, do everything as far as, all right, you get the guests. All right, you bring up the topics. You run the show. I'm just going to record it. And so that's why I didn't talk very much, because I wanted to let him do everything, because he doesn't he doesn't like how I do it, so I let him do the show on his own, pretty much.
Well, that was, you know, that was very professional and mature of you, and we appreciate making us feel awkward for an hour and a half on the show. Like, are these niggas talking, or what? Like, what's going on? And hopefully people will be entertained by the awkwardness and the energy of that show, because I was like, what the hell's going on? Thought it was us. I was like, are we causing them to have problems? I just know. Wanted to have fun. But that's all in the past. Let's talk about the present right now, guys. Balls Deep Sports. Obviously, we talk about a lot of things here. We bring on people to go balls deep with, and this week is no exception. Right now, NBA free agency is insane. And it all happened during and after the NBA draft. We went through our draft predictions last week. What, Karen? What's so funny?
Yeah, your predictions, which really didn't have anything to do with anything other than your racist predictions on what you thought was based off of the people's races.
Mm. Okay, all right. Well, yeah.
It wasn't accurate. It wasn't that accurate.
You know what? Before I even start, I forgot. I got to start with the theme song of the show before we even get into that. Come on.
Date. You know how when I go in the ball pit at Cheesy Charlie's and I sink all the way down to the bottom and you can't find me?
That date?
That's right, Dad. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking to dry hump her positive traits, give a pound into her feelings, make her south mouth salivate. Hey, Tyra, are you listening? We're not talking, just the tipping. Thank you, Scotty Pippen.
No problem, just here dropping off an application. Players in my day didn't make as much as they do today.
Sorry to hear that. Sorry. Where was I?
You're talking about balls deep.
We're talking about balls deep
in love.
I'm talking about balls deep.
My boy's talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep in love.
That's right, guys.
Karen, have you ever been around this many balls?
We're talking all kinds of balls. Tennis balls, basketball,
football. That's a lot.
That's a lot of balls.
That's
going
a lot
on.
For any lady.
That's a lot of balls going on.
A
right
lot
now.
Of balls to handle. But, you know, you got to do what you got
to
do.
Yep, some bound to get dropped.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we talked about the draft last week. And I don't want to say we were racist. I think we more talked about nationality, hold control, light skin versus dark skin.
Yeah.
Things that matter in the NBA today.
True.
When it comes to picking out good talent. So we're going to go back over the draft and talk about some of these picks and what the order they were picked in and where people went. Let me first ask this, guys. I know Karen is a Bobcats fan.
Mm-hmm.
Justin is a Lakers fan. Greg, what are you a fan? What team are you a fan of in the NBA?
Well,
that took too long to answer. Jerry's yeah. not an NBA
so that's my answer. Well, I mean, I do like Miami, but that's not a bandwagon thing. If it is to someone, I don't care. Mm-hmm. But for a while, I've watched Miami and Dallas. I like the Mavericks, too.
Okay. And Leonard Brothers, man, are you a fan of any NBA teams?
Yeah, the Lakers.
The Lakers, okay. All right. Light skin and Lakers fan got two things in common with Justin, man. All right, so the first pick was Anthony Bennett, which was surprising to me because, like I said, I hadn't heard of this nigga up until, like, right. the day before the draft lottery. People were like, oh, Anthony Bennett might be a top five pick. I was like, who the fuck is Anthony Bennett? I've been talking to people all year long about who the Bobcats would take if we got number one, and everybody said somebody other than Anthony Bennett. So... he went first to the Cavs. Justin, what'd you think about that pick, man?
I was like, good luck on the plantation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, going to work for Massa Dan.
Right.
Massa Gil was gonna put him to work right away, man. He don't want a slave like Nerlens that gotta take a year to heal mm-hmm. so before he can pick that cotton. He mm-hmm. he like to get his boys working.
He went and found the biggest and strongest buck he could. I was like, good luck on the plantation.
And my understanding is Anthony Bennett put on some weight since he got injured And, you know, people are already saying, like, maybe his weight will be a problem in the NBA. Maybe it won't. I don't know. Karen, you didn't even watch the draft. What did you think about this pick?
I don't have an opinion. I okay. don't really care.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
That's right, woman. We'll give you your opinion.
Yeah.
We'll tell you what to think, woman.
That's part of being on Balls Deep.
What about you, Greg? Were you paying attention to the draft at all or nah?
Yeah, I was paying attention to it. I was actually at work, so I had to like check my phone every now and then to mm-hmm. see who got picked. But I was surprised at the Bennett pick because like everyone had been mentioned about being the number one pick except for Bennett.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he would go to number four to Charlotte or number five to Phoenix. He'll be around that range. I never heard him associated with the Cavs at all. I heard Lynn and Porter and McLemore and Noel and it ends up being Bennett. I was just totally taken by surprise, and I'm interested to see how he's going to fit in with them because he's kind of that – he's an undersized power forward, but he can handle the ball a little bit. So I'm interested to see how he fits in with them.
All right, cool. Leonard Brothers, man, do you have any thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I was surprised that he went number one. I think he was surprised too. Like when David Stern made that announcement, everybody was like, who? You know what I mean? So I didn't expect that at all. And it wasn't until they started showing the highlights of him that I remember that I actually saw him play. You know, I'm also a Carolina fan in college sports. Right. So I remember he played, UNLV played against the Tar Heels. So I saw him play that one time, but I don't think anybody, including him, expected him to go number one.
Yeah, he did have that look on the surprise, like me. Then, right. good, you know, good for him, man. Like, he came up, dog. I think it's one of those things too where you don't see somebody. And what I thought for this draft is that nobody really liked the top players in this draft,
mm-mm.
as evidenced by the way it shook out.
Mm-hmm.
So people start picking the guys they like the most, and it was like,
yep.
I like Anthony Bennett, and if his upside is Larry Johnson, then I'd much rather have take a shot at a Larry Johnson.
True.
Than a Nerlens Noel who might not play for a year. Right. Pick number two went to the Magic. It was Victor Oladipo. Oladipo. I did not think this nigga was going that high, man. I'm shocked, really, because, like, the last time I remember paying any attention to him was, like, in January when Indiana was winning a bunch of games in a row. And he had, like, three good games in a row. And then he never really put together another, like, superior game for the rest of the year. But the Orlando Magic said, look, man, we need somebody to come in here and fill in a shooting guard. So he went there, and I think he's going to be a bust. I don't think he's going to be a good – I think he's going to be a mediocre talent in the NBA. I don't think he's going to be that good. I don't think he'll ever be an all-star or anything like that. Justin, what do you think about Victor Oladipo?
Oh, man, I was happy for him. I feel like I actually think he's going to do well. I don't think he's going to do a bust. He might not pan out.
He's dark-skinned and from Africa.
Right, but I...
Oh, so think about that. Think about that.
I got my light-skinned list over here, who did what in the draft.
Right, Luau Deng.
But I still think he's going to do well. I don't necessarily know about in Orlando, and I'm going to base that mainly off of the coaching that they have. And they're still going through transition from when Dwight left. So it's not a good time to be a new player in the NBA on that particular team.
Karen, what'd you think about the Victor Oladipo pick?
I just like his name. His name makes me want to dance. Oladipo. That's all I know about him.
All right. What about you, Greg? What'd you think?
This is another pick I was surprised at, you know, because you figured that Orlando would want to pick a guard. And when you think of shooting guards in this draft, probably thought Ben McLemore was going to be the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And with Oladipo, I don't know. Like, you know, I'm kind of up in the air about how he's going to be. I remember some games when he was in Indiana, some people said, like, he was like a Dwayne Wade, which I didn't really see. He's improved his shooting a lot. But I think he's probably going to be more of a defensive specialist. I don't know if he'll be able to contribute offensively enough to be like some kind of star. He might be like a Tony Allen kind of player.
Mm, okay. I can see that, man. I also thought that McLemore was going ahead of him, but I guess I don't know. Orlando liked Oladipo more. What about you, Leonard?
Man, yeah, I didn't think he was going to go that high either, but I guess maybe they were looking for somebody they thought would bring some energy to the team. Cause like you said earlier, Rod, like he had some games, at a point in the season where he was really playing well and, you know, he can get some dunks and some highlight plays and stuff like that. So maybe they were looking for that to charge up the fans and everything. But, also, like you said, like, this draft, I think the entire theme of this draft is going to be like a lot of people that you really don't know what they're going to do. Like, we'll have to wait a few years to really see how this draft class ends up panning out. Maybe with a couple exceptions, but, you know, nobody really stood out. So, you know,
yeah,
all
yeah.
the people at two, yeah.
If that was the theme of the draft to me, is a lot of people were like, you know what? Let's just pick the dude we want.
Next year is going to be the draft. We really don't care about this year.
Yeah, I don't care what they have him ranked as. I'm taking my guy. Mm-hmm. And that seemed like every team did that until like maybe the sixth or seventh pick. And then it started being like, okay, take the dude, you know,
who's
whatever.
The best available.
Otto Porter at three. I don't have much to say about this. I mean, I feel like he's not leaving home, so his hoe control should be still pretty strong.
he ain't got to travel far.
Yeah, he's going to be in went to Georgetown. And he's gonna be playing for the Wizards. Like, he don't even have to get new hoes or like go to another city and get a holodex or anything. Nope. Like, he's straight right away. So I feel like he's gonna be good to go. And I like his game. I like this highlight package when I watched it on YouTube. I mean, dude was knocking down threes and stuff, and he's gonna fit right in with a team that really seems ready to make the leap. Like, if it wasn't for John Wall being hurt last year, I feel like the Wizards are probably an 8th seed, 7th seed in the NBA, because from the point he was healthy on, they were balling. So I could definitely see Otto Porter, Bill, and Wall being, you know, a young triumvirate of players to deal with. What do you think about it, Justin?
It definitely was a good pick for the Wizards and for Porter. I think it's a good fit on both sides because, like you said, he's a hometown kid. He already been hanging out with John Wall anyway, you know, teaching him how to keep his hoes in control.
Right.
The power of the light-skinned saber. That's all. And so, you know, it's a good fit for him. I think logistically, he's probably been playing ball with those a lot of the Wizards players anyway. So he's ready to take it to the next level.
I'm going to stop asking Karen because she didn't watch the draft. Karen, you just tell me if you have something to add out and you just throw it out.
Let's
there.
Let's pull up a picture okay. of Otto Porter. Karen can be like, good or bad.
Yeah. Greg, what'd you think about the Otto Porter pick, man?
This was an easy pick for the Wizards. If they passed on him, I think the fan base, whoever that might have been outside of Chad, would have been upset about it. So it was an easy pick. Yeah, he went to Georgetown. They're looking for a small forward, and he's going to fit right in. I think he's going to fit right in with them.
Yeah, it is hard to imagine what it would look like if they passed. Like, that wouldn't have been cool at all. Leonard, man, what'd you think about the Otto Porter pick?
Yeah, man, I agree with Greg. I think it was an easy pick for them. I was excited about it because, just like y'all, I listened to the Firestarter podcast, and I know that's who K-Bad wanted. So when they drafted him, I was excited for KB because I knew he was going to party on that. So I just wanted to hear, you know, him cooking off of that. So yeah. I was glad that Otto went to the Wizards just on the strength of KB.
Yeah, I had mixed emotions because I wanted him to get his pick. But then the second after they got him, because, you know, our pick was next, I was like, well, that's a dude we definitely won't be able to take now.
Yeah,
but then I was like, not only that, but because K-Bad wanted that dude so much and he got him, that means whatever the Bobcats did, he was going to clown us if we didn't do whatever they thought we should do. So,
sure.
So then pick number four comes, my boys, the Bobcats, and we took Cody Zeller, who... I was very distraught to learn that we had taken at the time. I was at a bar ready to watch the draft with my homie, Chris, Asian Chris. And, I was ready to go home after this immediately. I was like, I don't want to hang out no more. I didn't finish my wings. I was like, I'm done eating. This shit always happened to us and this is some bullshit. And nobody else in the bar seemed to be, too happy about the pick. Or anything like that. So, you know, I was bummed out most of that night. Our waitress came and said that it was a good pick, but you know, that was before I was ready to really, you know, accept what had happened. But Cody Cody Zeller was a dude that we did talk up last week though. Cause we both said, I think he's going to be all annoying NBA team. Yeah. I think he's going to always play hard and he'll be a good piece for a team that already has some type of talent. You know, the dude can shoot and all that stuff. What I didn't know at the time is that he had the highest vertical in the draft. And he's 7 feet tall. So like, I didn't know that shit. And I got to apologize to Cody. For even being upset during that pick because I was being racist. I assumed it was a 7 foot tall white dude and he couldn't do shit other than like white dude stuff. I thought he wouldn't be very athletic. I didn't know he got down like that. I went and looked up some of his stuff on YouTube and all that. And I was like, okay, I didn't know you was banging on niggas. I didn't know you was dribbling down the court. I didn't know you could pass the rock. So now, you know, after that, I basically was like, agenda activated and I was like, let's do this shit. Cause, I'm down with this pick. Rich Cho made the pick. Not Mike Jordan. Cause Mike Jordan probably don't have shit to do with our team.
Of course.
Be quite honest with you. Can't imagine last time he's been in the office.
No, other than doing them Carolina Medical Center commercials.
Right. Exactly. He's not that type of hands-on GM or owner. So yeah, I think that, Cody Zeller is a good pick for us now, even though I was mad at the time. What do you think about it, Justin?
I think it's a good pick just cause you can't teach height. And like you said, he is a tall ass white dude, but I don't think it was the pick that the Bobcats needed because, I agree with what you said the week before. They needed a shooter more than anything. They already have height on the team.
Yeah. I wanted scoring on the team to be quite honest. And now Cody can score. And he can shoot, but I wanted us to have a shooting guard because I felt like that hole is so vacant. Like, it's obvious that we're going to need a shooting. Maybe they're planning on re-signing Henderson. I don't know. But I think McLemore has a chance to be an all-star caliber shooting guard. And I don't think, we have that on the Bobcats right now.
Right. And if you say, well, they'll play him like a Chris Bosh type guy where, you know, he can spread the floor, those sort of things. That's nice and all. However, you're not able to do that unless you have another shooting guard out there on the floor that can actually spread the floor with him.
Yeah.
Chris Bosh is not getting those shots if Ray Allen isn't on the other side.
Yeah, I feel you. Like I said, I like the pick, but, you know, and also I know that they're trying to change the culture of the team. And he's one of those positive, play hard motherfuckers.
What do you mean by changing the culture?
Our culture on our team sucks, man, pretty much. It's like we lose. We don't retain players that often. The dudes that we do pick up in free agency typically are not good players, and we don't spend a lot of money to get them.
You know, one thing I can say about the Bobcats and just watching them over time, and I've told Roderick about this, the thing about the Bobcats is that we have had good players because a lot of the players in our past, the team that was on went to the playoffs a few years ago, all them dudes was on teams that went to the playoffs this year. So the dudes don't really suck.
Right.
It's just the fact that we don't have A, the money to keep them together. None of them were really considered like all stars, like just the man that you can literally build a team around them. And that was the problem. And the thing about it is that if you want lottery picks, you can't be number eighth, number seventh every single year, because if you constantly do that, you're never going to get decent draft picks, like ever, ever, ever. So it was one of those things where they didn't have a choice but to like blow the team up, which I think that they should do. And I think that we're going through a rebuilding, process right now. And the downside about rebuilding is that you're just going to suck. Like, that's the downside. I think that if we ever get to the point where we can get the top draft pick, like next year, if we get the top draft pick and get somebody that will get asses in the seat, I think it will make a difference. And the thing about Cody, that I like, his name is safe. Like, and the thing that kind of upsets me about Charlotte fans, period, Panthers and Bobcats, is that we want winning, but we really don't want to do what it takes for winning. We want winning with class. We don't want winning with, you know, you got a little scuff, you got a little scar, you know, you might have a background or something about you. We want our players to come squeaky clean, and it don't work like that if you want to win championships.
All right. So, Greg, what did you think about the pick?
This is a pick I was surprised at.
I think everybody was surprised.
Well, of course everyone was surprised. Yeah. I thought they would pick Macklemore. I thought Gerald Henderson was on his way out. Is he a restricted free agent?
I think he's restricted. I think they can match it. I'll check. Go ahead. Keep talking.
But either way, with Henderson being a free agent of some sort, if he's restricted, I didn't think the Bobcats would match it. And some team was going to pay him a lot. I thought Macklemore would be the pick here since he was, you know, he's still on the board. And with, you got Biombo and is Mullen still there? I haven't watched the Bobcats a whole lot, but.
Is who still here?
Mullins. BJ Mullins.
Oh, yeah, yeah. BJ's still here. I mean, he don't like, he not doing better. He not good enough to start over Zeller.
All right. Well, you know, Zeller, he can come in and start, right away. It seemed like an odd pick at the time, but this isn't like the NFL draft where you can just as easily like trade down and get somebody else because they might be there, because this draft was unpredictable. It started unpredictable from there. So
yeah, Rich Cho has always said something that I do agree with, is that there's only one way to get the guy that you want in the draft, and that's to draft him.
True.
And he said that shit before when he got here his first year, and he believes it. I honestly, man, because like I thought he could have tried to move down to like 9 or 10, and maybe you don't get Zeller, but you get somebody kind of, you know, like that, or maybe you can get somebody's pick for next year or something, and or a second round pick. And he was like, nah, I like Zeller a lot more than these other dudes in the draft. Most skilled 7-footer in the draft. We're going to take him, and I don't give a fuck if it's pick number 4 or pick number 12. This is the fourth best dude in the draft to me. So,
well, yeah, he probably wouldn't even been like, if they tried to go to, if they traded down to like 9, I think New Orleans might have picked him up. Sacramento might have picked him up. And even though Utah has a lot of forwards anyway, they might have picked him up as well.
Right, right. I can definitely understand that, especially Utah. They love going white. What about you, Leonard? What did you think about it?
Yeah, I was surprised by that pick. It might have been a safe pick, but I thought actually y'all were going to take Nerlens. Where he was going to go. And I think it would have been a good fit, but I mean, at the same time, you don't really know how long he's going to be out and how he's going to be when he comes back, like how well he'll be able to play. Right. So I can kind of understand him not going, but I was still surprised with where he did go. But I thought like maybe Macklemore would have been who you guys would have taken if not him. So again, it was kind of a surprise to hear Cody's name. But I think what you said earlier, Rod, about how Oladipo played is kind of similar with Cody, because there were some times where I saw him playing and he looked really good, like me, you know, maybe one of the best players in the country. But then there were some other games where he was really quiet.
Yeah.
So it was kind of inconsistent on his part. But I wanted to ask you and I guess Karen too, as Bobcats fans, like, you know, the move that y'all made to get Jefferson, how do you feel about?
Oh, we're going to talk about free agency. After we do draft.
My bad.
No, it's cool. We do got it on tap. We will be talking about Big Al.
Cool.
All right. Now at this point, I don't care about everybody else's draft teams. So I'm going to go through a little faster. Plus for the sake of time, we'll be here for 2 hours if we do every pick like this. So, Alex Lynn went to the Suns. I think Alex Lynn is soft and that pretty much fits with the Suns. I think the Suns would have loved to have Cody Zeller, as a team that's always trying to run. He would have been annoying as fuck on a team like that, just running out and catching long ass passes and shit. But, if anybody got something to say, just let me know and I'll stop for you guys. So Alex Lynn, and he white, so. Out. I didn't want him at all.
He's from the Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he wanted them.
I don't know if that
extra white.
Well,
that's white on white on white.
Extra white. Now, for the record, being from one of those European countries is less white than being white American, because but it depends on the country. Like if it's one of them war-torn like Slavia countries, then that dude is almost, he blacker than the black people. y'all just don't know it. You know what I mean? Like, Vlade Divac is a trill ass nigga, but people just be like, he flopped. It's like, yo, Vlade has seen people die.
Ain't that the truth?
Wasn't he from Serbia?
Yeah.
Bombing and blowing up and shit. Yeah.
Like, it be dudes in the NBA that don't like each other because of like civil wars and shit. So that's some real shit that nobody ever talks about. Nerlens Noel went to New Orleans, but then got traded to Philly. And this is what I thought the Bobcats would do, something like this, where it's like, even if you don't play the dude, he's a big piece that you can trade, or you can just tank with him on your roster for a year, try to get the number one pick next year. He went to New Orleans and then got traded to Philly. Anybody got something to say about him?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's also odd that everyone's comparing him to like a Greg Oden type injury versus, your boy for the, Clippers, Blake Griffin. Instead of that type of injury, like, you know, he'll be injured, sit out, but he'll come back and he'll be a beast or animal.
Maybe it's because he's taller and skinnier, so they think like the fragileness of his knees and lower extremities compared to Blake, who's more top heavy and ferocious of a dunker and stuff. So maybe that's what they think. I don't know. I'm not saying it's valid, but it was odd that so many teams passed on him.
Yep. Yeah, it was.
And he was
really
looking,
was.
And they kept showing him looking real sad.
Yeah, I hate
each
that.
Each pick
yeah.
before him. I hate when they do that.
The disasturbation camera in the NBA draft is so bad.
Yeah, it is.
On a whole other note, that also that Philly trade was forewarning for any Andrew Bynum fans for Philly that he might not be back.
Yeah.
And he refusing to work out for teams too.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Yeah, I heard that earlier, Justin. I heard that earlier that he wasn't trying to work out for anybody. And I think that shows some arrogance on his part. You know what I mean?
I'm not gonna pick you, and I don't know if you're in arrogance. Shape or not. I'm not gonna do some money.
Andrew Bynum, hold on one second. Karen, Andrew Bynum is not a rookie. Andrew Bynum is an NBA player. He's played in the NBA before for the Lakers. Yeah. He went to Philly, but he was injured, so he hasn't played the entire season.
Okay.
And now teams that are showing interest in him, he's saying, I'm not going to work out and show you that I'm physically fit. Pick me or, you know, like.
Well, then you don't want my money.
Yeah. All right. There you go. Who was about to say something? Was it Greg?
Yeah. I just want to say there is a video. It probably came out a couple months ago of Andrew Bynum, like, doing some flamenco dancing or something. So maybe that's all teams have to go on as far as they face needs already.
Yeah,
I don't think I'd pick a temperamental 7-footer and give him a bunch of money because
no,
people are saying that they think he's the second best big man available behind Dwight. And I was like, nah, that dude went to the Bobcats already because I'm not willing to bet. I mean, maybe he is the second best big man behind Dwight. You bunk bet your money on it? I'm not betting my money on that shit. Like,
me neither.
That nigga might just be like, man, I don't feel like playing this year. I can't tell what's going on in his head, man. Like, as much as people get on Kobe's leadership, he seemed to be the only dude that could get that dude's brain right. So
they want to go bowling. That's all I don't want to do is go bowling. He think about switching careers.
Yeah.
He's going to be with the PBA instead of the NBA.
Ben,
did he have his knees bowling anyway? He had his knee again from bowling somehow?
Yeah, he probably. Did. Yep. 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 He had a setback with that.
Yeah.
How?
But, I guess.
He fell out on a slippery part.
I guess that's what happens when you're made out of toothpicks.
Right. You need to buy them bowling shoes, dog. Right. That's why you buy them. Ben McLemore, Nobody Can't Hold Us, went to the Kings. And they really lucked out, man, because in my opinion, in this draft, Ben McLemore is the most pro-ready player, period. And, like, I can see him starting as shooting guard for a lot of teams right away. He'll get better even, but it's like he's going to be a dude that I think, like I said, I feel like he's got the most potential to be a perennial all-star in this league just because his skill set. People do question, like, whether or not he's aggressive enough and all that stuff. And, you know, I can see how that could be an issue, but I feel like that's a team and a coach issue that you can work on. We'll see if the Kings have the franchise to work on, because the problem with the Kings is, you know, Cousins is your franchise player right now. And I don't know that, you know, I don't know that that's dependable at all. That dude, It's crazy. All right, so if anybody has something to say about Ben, go ahead and let me know.
Yeah, I wanted to just say that I think, like, if you guys, the Bobcats, would have taken him, like, that would have been a pretty good young core with him, Kemba, and Kid Gilchrist. Like, I mean, I guess they all are guards or whatever, but that would have been a nice way for y'all to kind of start building towards something. But, you know, obviously I wanted Cody, so won't be able to see that. But
yeah, I wanted to see him on the squad too, man. I was already hoping to get him, but shit happens, bro. Kentavious Caldwell Pope of yeah, Stormborn of the Targaryens.
Yes,
he went
it does
to
sound like a Game of Thrones name.
He went to Detroit. I don't know anything about him really, except that Kentavious sounds like a good name for somebody in Detroit. So I didn't have anything to add for him.
Funny trying to hear Shane Battier say his name.
Well, I wanted to add that he come out of Georgia. I didn't see a lot of Georgia games, even though I live in the state. But Georgia UGA basketball has not been good for a long time. The last top 10 pick out of Georgia was Jarvis Hayes, if anybody remembers him.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But he's a scorer, and Detroit's looking for a two-guard. I don't know if Stuckey's been traded or not, but they've been trying to find that wing, that good wing, you know, since all of a sudden Richard Hamilton wasn't worth playing anymore. So maybe he's the guy, but I don't know. I think it was another instance of they got the guy that they wanted.
Good for them, man. I don't have shit to say about them. Trey Burke, got drafted by the Timberwolves and then got traded to the Jazz. A lot of people like Trey Burke. I think Justin was a big fan of Trey Burke because he's light-skinned.
Oh, definitely.
Anything to say about him, Justin?
Just continue props to all the light-skinned future NBA players.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right. C.J. McCollum is a light-skinned dude that I don't remember Justin talking about. Did we talk about C.J.?
He wasn't on my list. He wasn't projected to really go high, so I didn't put him
okay.
on the list.
Well, he slid up in there, man, as light-skinned dudes do. They get in your face. Next thing
you know, they're in the room. Yeah. They're shining.
Being all charismatic yeah. and shit.
I'm here. You got to see me.
Yeah. You think you like them. Next thing you know, you find out it's Terrence Howard. CJ was able to move up and get on the Portland's team.
Oh, I feel bad for his knees.
Yeah. That's the only problem, man. You get drafted to Portland, you're probably going to get hurt. Which was odd, too, because at the same time, the LaMarcus Aldridge wants out of Portland news leaked. I was like, did he, like, wait for this pick or what? Like, that shit just came out, like, out of nowhere. I was like, speaking of Portland, LaMarcus Aldridge wants out. I was like, shit. Was he like, we better not take C.J. McCollum.
We do him out.
Y'all niggas draft that nigga, I'm out.
Yeah. He pulled a Shaq when they re-signed Kobe. Michael Carter Williams, he got drafted to the Sixers. And this is a dude that... my man Justin really was a big fan of, light skin, and he from Syracuse, and he got the hyphenated last names. What'd you think about this pick, Justin?
I thought it was a good pick for the Sixers. They needed a guard like him, somebody that can get to the basket at will. I think he's a good free throw shooter as well, because he's not going to finish at the rim, but he will get fouled a lot. And again, he's the fourth light skin dude in the top 15 right now. So, you know, props to him. Props to the Sixers.
All right. Anybody else have something to add for Michael Carter Williams?
I do. I was wondering, like, he's more of a pass first point guard. Who is he going to be passing to?
New Orleans next year.
Great question.
Mm-hmm. New Orleans next year is a good point.
Because they did. You got to look. That was a smart pick, though. They got two guys that already played together. They played together in the top high school players, the Michael Jordan tournament that they have. Mm-hmm. So those two guys definitely know each other. They'll have two young guys, him, New Orleans, a lot of the other young players. So it was a good draft for them. And they'll be in the draft next year. So
yeah, and they still got Spencer Howells. Evan Turner's going to still be there. Thaddeus Young. I like Thaddeus Young a lot, by the way. And then we'll see what happens with the other people, because I think they traded Drew Holiday, which – you know, really helps him out, though, because now Michael Carter Williams doesn't have to worry about having that quick hook. Like, he can actually go out there and make some mistakes and get better. Steven Adams went to the Thunder, but he's a big white dude. center, and I was like, just glad that the Bobcats didn't get him. Kelly Olynyk is from another country, so I didn't care.
Yes,
but he went to he was a center from Gonzaga. He's 7-footer and he has 3-point shooting range. But the Mavs took him and traded him to the Celtics. So I don't know what the Celtics are thinking with that one.
I think I know what they're thinking, Rod. I tweeted this that night. I think the Celtics are going back to their white roots. if you should look at some of
white coach
might talk about, you know what I mean? I think they've got done with the, as Paula Deen would say, the nigga experiment. And, I think they're trying to whiten things up again. So,
just let you, it might be back. They might be back, but they bringing Rondo and Jeff Green back. And then they got all them picks in that trade and shit. I like what they did, honestly, but, you know, maybe that's what they're going as wide as they can go.
Greg went in a whole other direction of what I thought he was going to go.
Me too. Me too. He threw everybody. Shabazz Muhammad got drafted by the Jazz, but you knew that couldn't last because that's a nigga. He went to, he got traded to the Timberwolves.
Got a black ass name too, man.
Yeah, that name was,
right?
Like, you can't be in a land of Mormons with Shabazz Muhammad as a dude that plays for you. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. So he got traded to the Timberwolves, but a lot of people didn't like Shabazz because, his college career didn't go the way people thought it would. I'll stop there for the draft. I think that's most of the lottery. So let's get into some other things. Free agency was big this week too. The Knicks got Andrea Bargnani. Knicks fans are trying to act like it's good. So that's awesome.
Of course they are.
And they also
the cousin of Chef Boyardee.
Right. And they also re-signed J.R. Smith. So that's two good bad signings that Knicks fans
two
are
good on. Bad signings.
Knicks fans gotta pretend to like when you know they really don't. So they're gonna give up Steve Novak, Marcus Camby, and Quentin Richardson. So now I wanna hear them talk about how Marcus Camby wasn't good now. When he just won like defensive player of the year 2 years ago or something. And then we're gonna have to hear how Steve Novak wasn't as good as Andrea Bargnani now.
I mean, Bargnani was a good pickup for them.
And then they also gave up a 2016 first round pick, second round picks in 2014 and 2017 for Bargnani.
Wait, they gave up all that for him?
Yeah.
Oh no, that was terrible.
That's all they got was him?
Yeah, that's all they got was him.
But gave away like 18 draft picks? That makes no sense.
No Ty Lawson with that?
Nope.
Oh. That was a terrible
I think the Knicks just made moves just to be active so it would look like they're trying to improve their team. But, I mean, the moves that they made didn't really improve anything. Like, they kind of, like, made, like, lateral moves. You know
like,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, if it was another team, I'd be like, oh, that was a move to set them up to get some other player that they had their eye on. But it's the Knicks, right. So I'm not going – I can't say that.
I have a tweet from Donald Glover's dad. I follow him on Twitter.
Yeah.
And he said the Knicks bigs are Melo, Bargnani, J.R. Smith, Tyson Chandler, Tim Hardaway Jr., Iman Shumpert. So that's like one center.
Good luck with that, Knicks fans.
there's a thing where like Melo is playing the power forward. He might have to play some center too, and then you have to put Hardaway or J.R. Smith at power forward. They're just going to play smaller and smaller and smaller.
The thing is, go ahead. I was going to say the thing with that, like what you were saying, is they made a move that definitely just kept them in the same spot in the East or lower. It didn't improve their team.
Oh, man. No.
It just kept it's the same team. It's still Melo playing the power forward, getting more buckets than anybody. J.R. Smith coming off the bench, getting the rest of the buckets. And, like, okay, no help on rebounding. Because we already know when Stoudemire come back that it's not gonna he's gonna hurt the team even more. So
yeah, he and Melo can't play together, man. They're a bad fit.
Yes, they are.
All right. So yeah, and also the bigger part of this is J.R. Smith got 4 years.
Yep.
4 years. Y'all think y'all can depend on J.R. Smith for 4 years? I don't think so, dog.
Man, he showed his money.
That feels like a 10-year contract when it comes to J.R.
Right.
Smith.
Yeah, right. The headache said he's going to give you.
But he earned his money the first half of the playoffs. And regular season. He earned his money, yeah.
Yeah, he's a J.R. Starks to me, dog. That is no, he's too inconsistent and he won't stop shooting. And then he gets these manic depressive, like, press quotes and shit where it's always like, I'm the worst. No, I'm the best. I apologize to everyone because I'm the man on the team. I'm just here to be a role player. I'm sorry. Like, dude, pick a side. And then they said the Knicks were after, Elton Brand.
I heard about that too.
But who gonna take, like, so you're gonna take, I think it's an upgrade to take a banged up, soft ass Amari Stoudemire for a banged up, you know, physical Elton Brand. I think that's an upgrade. But who gonna be stupid enough to do that?
The Knicks.
You know? Like, I mean, well, who, like, is Elton Brand under contract or is he just a free agent? Cause if he's under contract, I wouldn't trade him for anybody on the Knicks.
I think he was an unrestricted free agent.
Okay. Okay. So.
Did he play last season though?
Yeah, he played for Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's right.
He averaged 17 points, 9.1 rebounds, and 1.8 blocks in his career. But last year, he averaged 7.2, six rebounds, and 1.3 blocks.
Them numbers dropped, didn't
he? Fuck yeah, they dropped. He is broken.
He's trash.
Yeah, he's not what they think he is.
I mean, you saw that several years ago when he was in Philly. It was like, wait, this isn't the same Elton Brand that he needed to be. And that was the smartest thing. I can't believe they got rid of him. Like, it was like, oh, you guys are going to be smart about this. Because they got rid of him and Iguodala, didn't they, at the same time?
Yeah, the good news is he's probably an upgrade over Kenyon Martin. But only because he's smart. not athletically or physically, but just Kenyon Martin is like a stupid technical from fucking up an entire franchise. Like, he does shit like that. So, anyway, I thought that was cool. Speaking of Andre Iguodala, he was one of the top free agents. And he said, yo, dog, I'm taking my talents to Sacramento. Fuck y'all new Nuggets. If y'all want to drop a nigga, that's cool. And Sacramento was like, cool, man. Just come in here and sign this paperwork. Wait a minute. Never mind. And they told him that they were tracking that offer. Yeah, it was like big news at the time. Like, everybody was like, he signed, he's going to the Kings, all they gotta do is get the paperwork. And a day later it was like, oh, never mind, they retracted the offer. I don't know why.
Did somebody find out?
It was like, nobody told me y'all was gonna get him. Fuck that, scratch, throw them papers in the trash can.
No, they gave this dude 3 hours to make a decision.
3 hours.
Three hours. What's 3 hours? Don't they give like a courtesy 24, 48, 72? Right. I mean,
so really it was like 2.5, because after the 2.5 mark they was like, wait, he ain't called us back yet. You know what, let's go ahead and cut. What we need to do to rescind?
They didn't really want to make that deal then.
He didn't even have time to call his baby mamas and be like, look, what y'all think about me relocating here?
That's not even time for you to talk to your agent. That's not time for your lawyers to read the papers. That's just, you know, here you go. You know what? Nah, you don't sign. They was trying to hustle. I bet you it was some fucked up in that deal. I'm not trying to find it. They was like, if you don't sign now, we ain't signing. People do that shit when they got some fucked up shit down at the bottom, you know, saying that, you know, if you don't hopscotch across every time, I'm not going to pay your contract. Some shit like that was in the deal.
They was going to make him responsible for paying for the move to Seattle.
Or something. Yeah, cops coming out of your pocket.
That was in the contract, and they was like, wait, he sees it. He read the small print.
They wanted him to keep DeMarcus Cousins' ass out of trouble or something like that.
The worst buddy cop movie of all time.
Right. Yes.
He got to stay with you 6 nights out of each week.
Yeah, that was crazy, though, because he tweeted, wow, when he thought he got signed. And then, when he didn't, he tweeted, really? Okay. Motivation. Six exclamation points. But, let's be honest, bruh. That's not as motivational as getting that money.
That's truth.
You know, he was not as motivated. He tried to act like, he tried to recover like it's good. I'm glad I didn't get my $52 million. Shit. Who want that? I ain't
go to y'all team any damn way.
So yeah, he got messed up. And Tyreke Evans actually, isn't even there. So it's like even more reason that he should have went, cause Andre would have been starting for sure.
Well, the good thing is now he's available potentially come to the Lakers.
Oh yeah, that's true. But you know, him and Kobe really play the same position.
And
right. I don't want him just coming off the bench.
And my
he's
thing
not that good.
And my thing is this, is anybody publicly coming out and telling the team that they wrong? Because if a player was to come around and do this to a team, he would be the front page news and everybody would talk about how a horrible player he is. But yet the team says, you got 2 hours and I'm taking it back. And nobody's calling out this team for doing such a fucked up thing to a player.
Well, they're too busy getting mad at Dwight Howard for shopping his wares. You know what I mean? So
what's interesting is that, like, with the with Iguodala, what he get if he got 2.5-3 hours, he can't sign anything until the 10th.
Right.
That's the first day that free agents can sign anything. So
right. So why are you rushing them into signing? Yeah. Let's talk about some other lesser known deals. I'll try to go through some of these quicker that don't matter. We'll talk about the other ones that are good longer. Ginobili went ahead and accepted that 2-year, $14 million deal, dog. Took that pay cut. He said, this is for them turnovers, Pops. Let me just take a few million off of this offer. My bad. And, quietly signed for that 14 mil. Let's see who else. The Blazers and the Pacers are trying to trade for Robin Lopez. Okay. I got that. Josh Smith still shopping around. I think, he went to Detroit. He told the Warriors that he wasn't interested, which I was surprised because it seemed like a perfect fit for a nigga like him. Fast paced, a lot of turnovers and highlights.
And he can shoot threes there.
Yeah, and then nobody gonna get mad about him shooting all them damn threes. So
that's what they do.
Yeah, the Raptors won't dump Rudy Gay. So good for him, man. You know, I'm always rooting for Gay. I'm a Gay advocate. people turn on that dude for no reason. OJ Mayo is possibly about to do a move with the Bucks, deal like as a free agent. I like OJ Mayo. I think wherever he goes, he's going to improve the team.
Yeah.
He's one of those dudes that people should consider signing that people never really do. Mm-hmm. Also, JJ Redick went to the Clippers. Any thoughts on that? Because the only person I know that's excited about that are people that are Duke fans.
True.
In college, for college Duke. I don't know anybody of any NBA like hype that is like JJ Redick to the motherfucking Clippers, it's on. Like, only people that love Duke think that's a big signing.
Yeah, I forgot he was in the league.
It makes sense because the Clippers need a 3-point shooter. They need somebody to spread the floor to help out Chris Paul. So it makes sense. So we'll just have to see what happens. Maybe Doc Rivers can figure out a way. He's gonna start over Crawford. Crawford's still gonna come off the bench if he's still there. So it makes sense for now.
Well, it must mean Chauncey Billups is gone then.
I don't think he's gonna be playing much anyway. Mm. So
I don't know. I wouldn't pay all this new money to JJ. And also, well, and
they traded Bledsoe as well. So maybe Billups can be the backup point guard instead of having to play Paul and Billups together.
It's possible, man.
But he's not a good guard and he's not that good of a shooter.
And like, that's a little bit more than backup money. So, good for him though. Good for him.
Cause otherwise Orlando would have kept him cause it's not like they have anybody that's taking his spot if he was that nice.
Had no idea that Kenyon Martin had more than just one team interested in him. I assume only the Knicks wanted him, but it's saying the Lakers, Clippers, Spurs, and Nets are all looking at him. His agent must have leaked that. That can't be true. Nobody was looking at Kmart like, man, we really need him on my team.
Man, the only thing he did was when during Denver, he went and got a lot of tattoos with Birdman.
Yep.
But he's been staying out of trouble.
Kyle Korver is a free now signed a 4-year deal with the 4-year deal with the Hawks for $24 million.
I chuckled at that because the Hawks they're the Hawks. They're very mediocre. A lot of my friends are Hawks fans, and as I heard on one podcast, I think it was Jamel Hills, like they're the most 5th, 6th seedness team.
They are. The thing I like about this.
They stay right in that lane.
The thing about this move that is the most interesting to me, and it's not just because it's my cousin, but y'all niggas had Anthony Morrow and refused to put him in the game, refused to run any plays for him, and then let your ball hogging ass point guards drive on three people rather than kick it out to the corner for the easiest three in basketball from one of the highest percentage 3-point shooters of all time. But you want to go get Kyle Korver and give him $24 million to stand in the corner and not get passed to? That seems like this is so counterproductive. Unless they're planning on overhauling everything about their offense, why waste the fucking money? Y'all aren't going to make smart passes to open threes anyway.
Well, they do have a new coach, Budenholzer from the Spurs. He was a Spurs assistant. So maybe he's running the kind of same kind of offense that they're running San Antonio, to where you need those 3-point shooters. So maybe that's the case. I don't know. But, yeah, it's whatever with this, with that signing.
Tyreek Evans going to the Pelicans. Kind of a odd move because it feels like, they just got, Rivers there last year, and they're not, it's, I guess they already are giving up on that dude, man, cause they're not gonna give that dude a chance to beat a combo guard at all. It's like, nah, you shot way too low in that 1 year, so peace.
And I have a question. The Pelicans does not sound like a scary name to me. It does not sound like a name that puts fear. Oh, we're playing against them Pelicans.
Mm-hmm. It actually sounds like a hockey name. Like
true, yeah.
Like the Maple Leaves.
You can only make up for it with the logo. Like, give the Pelican a mean face, and that makes it scary.
Right.
That's the only way to make up for it.
Darren Collison, they're speculating he might return to the Mavericks, but he's still a free agent. Darren Collison is one of those guys I would love for, like, the Bobcats to get or somebody like that, because I like his game. I don't think he's a, you know, legit top 10 point guard or anything like that, but he's an energetic dude that you know, doesn't just come down the floor and shoot every time. And as much as I like Kemba Walker and shit, man, that all he really can do is shoot the ball. So
Kemba's more of a two,
right? And I mean, he's an undersized two, so it's like, you know, he's stuck. You know, I'd much rather have Darren Collison because he's like a dude that I can put a position next to his name and he'll play it. So let's see what else is going on. Yeah, J.R. Smith in that 4-year deal. We know about that. The Rockets are having trade discussions about Royce White. The real question there is, with who? Who would be?
That's a great question.
Who would be that dumb? The dude don't want to play in the NBA. He was going to sue the Rockets and say it's discrimination because they are forcing him to travel. So he should be getting
paid. That's a part of your job.
Right.
Okay.
See, my question was like, okay, like, I guess he's always had this condition, but like, he played college ball. So what did they do in college when it came to him traveling? And why, you know, why the bus? Okay. I mean, I guess it makes more sense to travel by bus because you play conference games and all that. But I don't know. It's weird how like all of that popped up when he got into the NBA, man.
And my question is this. They couldn't do anything to accommodate you. Y'all couldn't come to any type of consensus. You mean to tell me they was like, nah, fuck you, dude. Like, well, you a money maker.
They did try. They were going to get him a custom bus. They were going like to where he would leave on a certain day so he would get there in time. They tried, but I think it was mostly on him how he just wasn't up for playing. And even with like, they sent him to the D League. So where there are only a few, there are fewer D League teams and they're closer together. And he still did. And I think it was, I don't know if he played at all in the D League this year. He may have played like 5-6 games. So
you think it's maybe he just doesn't want to play for Houston or could it be something else?
I don't think it's just Houston. This would have been the situation with any team. To where I don't know if he even wants to play at all anymore. You know, like I see him on Twitter. He's always talking about to where his health is the most important, and that's fine. But I think he's just lost sight of the business of being a professional athlete. Right. So,
and the business of how you gonna pay for this illness, nigga.
Right.
Maybe I'm the only one missing the point of that.
Mike Dunleavy went to the Bulls. I don't care. I think Dunleavy was just a serviceable player. So, you know, hopefully they get Rose back and it won't really matter who's playing there. Although I guess Dunleavy could have helped with Luau Deng, caught the Nile virus and, missed the rest of the playoffs last year. Bobcats about the Amnesty Tyrus Thomas, baby. Thank you. I appreciate that, MJ. Took a while. What was you gonna say, Justin? I'm sorry. Did I skip you about Dunleavy?
Oh, no, go ahead. Go ahead. you go ahead with, Tyrus, with TT.
Earl Clark is now, on the Cavs. Got a 2 year, $9 million deal.
Wasn't he with the Lakers?
Yep.
I like that dude too.
Me too.
He was the only guy off the bench that was really giving the Lakers anything productive. You know what I'm saying? Now he's gone.
Cavs trying to make these moves, bro. They trying to be a problem next year. They're not fucking around.
Trying to become the Candyman plantation.
Oh, I do have one thing to say about Tyrus Thomas. Mm-hmm. At least he wasn't amnestied after last season. Because isn't that when Paul Silas strangled him a little bit?
I think that was 2 years ago. But nah, I do know what you're talking about. he had to choke him up a little bit.
He goes by TT.
Paul Silas just don't play that shit.
He must have came at that old man wrong. He was like, oh yeah, we about to do this? Okay.
Yeah, Paul Silas is a big ass black man that's old. He don't have time for no sass.
And he did play in the NBA, so he's heard, he know all the tricks.
Yeah.
He's like, I will not put up with this.
In the 60s, didn't he? So he dealt with that racism, man. So yeah, he got that anger, that civil rights anger in him.
Yeah. Another rumor that I heard that it better not be true is that Dwight Howard wants to play with Jose Calderon. I saw an NBA dude saying that it was a rumor last night. I was like, that sounds like some Dwight Howard bullshit.
I believe it because that's something he would say.
Yeah, it sounds like some stupid shit like that. I went down his house one time, man, and we played Connect.
Dwight Howard get on my goddamn nerves. What?
Was that from a fake Adrian Wojnarowski?
It was. Well, I saw Bo retweet somebody that said that, and he was like an NBA dude. So take it for what it's worth. You know, it could be complete bullshit.
Yeah, Dwight Howard make NBA decisions about his future like he 10, right, and then he turns around and gets mad because they don't work out. What you mean I gotta work hard? Why everybody picking at me? Why everybody telling me I ain't got no heart? Why everybody telling me I need to play defense and shoot these free throws? Nigga, that's what you get paid for. You the tallest motherfucker out there. Do your job.
And if it wasn't for the fact that any of us heard the Jose Calderon Dwight thing and went, it could be possible, is what's wrong with Dwight.
That's right.
if you would have said that same shit about Kobe or somebody, I'd be like, nigga, please, you know Kobe ain't say that shit. But with Dwight, you like, maybe, man, maybe they like went to fucking Six Flags one day or something. I don't know.
They got the same hole in common. They got the same baby mama.
Yeah, they got a kid and got a baby mama. You fucking too? Oh, shit.
Yeah, she can't say your name either? Yeah, dog, she can't say my name.
The Pelicans did get Evans. It was a three-team trade. I forgot to mention that. He got a four-year, $44 million contract. Grievous Vasquez is going to the Kings, and Robin Lopez is going to the Portland Trail Blazers. I'm assuming the Blazers are going to try to use him at center to like let Aldridge play his actual position, which is power forward. We'll see what happens. Al Jefferson got a $41 million with them Bobcats, $41 million deal over 3 years. I saw some NBA dudes saying like this is a bad move for the Bobcats. Now they get low post scoring with no defense. Motherfucker, we didn't have any post scoring at all. With or without defense.
At all.
Like, I love these NBA players, analysts that don't even look at the team before the fucking trade. We sorry. Yes, we got better.
Yeah, we suck. Me and Roger been at the games. We've sat there and watched them be motherfucking sorry.
Right, he tweeted that shit and I just retweeted back to him like, okay, cool. What should they have done?
You know, that actually makes DeZella pick up a good pickup.
Right.
Yeah.
Because now he can be a stretch four, and he don't got to worry about being in that paint banging like he a center, man. He can actually play the four at 7 foot, which gives him an advantage against most power forwards in the league because he legit 7 foot, and he going to run the floor harder than any other four.
And he's athletic, too.
Right. Like, I don't know, man. When I saw this shit, I was like, yes, I was hyped. And people was like, but it's Al Jefferson. I was like, nigga, we had Bismack in the paint before this.
Come on now.
Why are we acting like we replacing Shaq? We not.
I seen Al Jefferson. He can ball. He gets buckets.
It's a good pickup. I'm surprised that the Hawks didn't try to sign him at all, because I think he would have been a better fit to play with Horford. Mm-hmm. But hey, the Bobcats came in there and scooped him up.
The Mavericks wanted him. Like, that's the thing. We were bidding against teams that will spend the money, dude. And it's the first time we really got a big free agent for us, you know? So, yeah, I'm hyped. Yeah.
Man, he came down here and saw some of these down south North Carolina girls.
I don't know how we don't get...
He's from Mississippi, too, so...
Yeah, I don't know how we don't get more free agents. Like, there's too many people like, I don't want to come to Charlotte. I'm like... Dog, just take a walk through the city.
Ain't that the truth?
Uptown Charlotte. Yeah. I'm at Wet Willie's.
Son.
Took them to Cal.
They're here.
Like, how do you not, you know this city is like 60% black.
Ain't that the truth?
How the fuck do you not just come here and feel like home?
And if you like the Caucasian women, we got South Park too. Area that's kind of like the Riverwalk.
Right.
In San Antonio, we got the white women too.
I think that had to be considered, because like he's played in Minnesota and then Utah. Right. So I think he was intrigued by Charlotte because there was enough black people there.
And the Kings, the Kings said they want Cousins to be the cornerstone of the franchise. So Iguodala might have lucked out, man.
Yeah, he got lucky.
Might have lucked out real big there, because that's the nigga you want making all the decisions? I don't think so. That don't seem right. Nets trying to sign Sean Livingston. Nobody cares. Here's a big thing everybody's been talking about, and everybody's probably like, why y'all ain't talking about this first? Dwight Howard, the open bidding has begun. People are making their pitches to him. Suddenly, the Golden State Warriors are into it, and they're trading away players to try to get him.
They got to clear some cap room, because Jefferson's getting $11 million. He opted in for $11 million and he didn't play. Beadrin's still on the team. He's making $9 million or something like that, and he didn't play either.
And Bogut, so
they're trying to get rid of those contracts.
They even talking about getting rid of Bogut. Now, this to me is the perfect time for teams to start being like, give up some draft picks with it.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll take these dudes off your hands. Like, oh, you don't want Richard Jefferson? Cool. Can we get a first round pick? You know, because you want Dwight so bad, especially since they really getting ready to get rid of these dudes. Like, they're not gonna have a choice. If they sign Dwight, they definitely got to get rid of the dudes. Yeah. And if they want Dwight, they got to get rid of dudes, because the numbers don't make sense. So yeah, I would rob these niggas blind if I could right now. I don't know why. Maybe teams are lining up to do it, but yeah.
Well, the thing that's happening now is like they try to do a sign. If they're going to try to do a sign and trade with the Lakers want Barnes, Klay Thompson, Bogut, and like 2 first-round picks.
That's a lot.
Yeah, like if they wanted Klay or Barnes, that's one thing. But the Lakers wanted them both. That was a rumor that was out there that the Lakers want them both.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, I've tried to.
Me too.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, people have become so inundated with hate that they forget that Dwight Howard is the best center in the league. And I mean, maybe Marc Gasol over him, but I feel like Dwight was playing with a fucked up back last year and still was.
It had a good season. Yeah, right. Pretty good season. Like, with the fucked up back.
Right. I just think that we don't like his idiosyncrasy. We don't like that shit. Mm-hmm. We don't like his, we don't like the fact that, you know, he seems kind of bitch made, but.
Mm-hmm.
And he needs some low post moves.
Yeah, and he'll never have them. I'm not even gonna say he's gonna get them at some point. He's never gonna have them. But I think that people forget that this dude did take a team to the finals, with the Magic, and we can't name anybody else on that team that was actually good. We can name people that, that were good on that roster at the time, but Hedo Turkoglu wasn't good anywhere else without Dwight Howard. Rashard Lewis hasn't been good anywhere without Dwight Howard. Jameer Nelson hasn't been good without Dwight Howard.
Magic haven't been good with Dwight Howard.
That's right.
Like, at some point you gotta stop and admit, like, this dude is worth all the hubbaloo that's going on to try to sign him, and he's worth these picks, he's worth these players. So if I was the Lakers, I would be trying to do the sign and trade if he said he wasn't going to stay, to be quite honest. And I'm not even sure the sign and trade, if he's not going to stay, isn't the best move for the Lakers anyway. Cause as much as I like Dwight, I don't think that a future with Dwight Howard as the center of the Lakers for the next couple years is going to get them much anyway. Like, as far as what they want.
And Rod, like, I think, like what you were just saying about Dwight, I remember listening to the Insanity Check yesterday when y'all were on there with Chris and Kevin. And I forget if it was you or Chris, but you were talking about the comic book movies and all that kind of stuff. And one of y'all made the point that just because you don't like something doesn't mean that it's not good.
Right.
And true. I think that that's the same thing that we're talking about with Dwight and LeBron and some of these other players, where, like, just because you don't like that nigga doesn't mean he's not good. Like, we might not like certain things about Dwight, but Dwight is a very good player. So whoever gets him will be lucky in that regard. Now, some of the other shit you're going to have to, you know, deal with or whatever. Yep. But, you know, don't be blinded by the fact that you don't like this dude or the way he acts and make you think that, you know, he's not a good player because of that.
Yep. All right, let's talk about some other stuff. Last thing, coaching hires. Brad Stevens left Butler and he's going to be a Boston Celtics coach, to which I say, who gives a fuck? Honestly.
Ain't that the truth?
I mean, he a college coach going to the NBA. We don't know what that means. Like, that's, I'm tired. Like, people get so hype about this shit. Like, yo, they got a big time college coach. Right. That could be really good. It could be really bad. Or it could be mediocre.
I mean, right.
Like, people have already forgotten, like, and Boston has tried this before. Y'all remember Rick Pitino?
Right.
The Pitino experiment, you know? So it can go either way. And some people try to say, well, he uses analytics and sabermetrics at Butler and that could work in the NBA. Like, one, I don't believe that because as a college coach, you don't have time for that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people are just trying to make it seem like it's good because he took a small school to the Final Four a couple times, but you don't really know because it is a college coach going to the NBA.
Yeah. And KG and Pierce are gone and they're playing for the Nets now. They do have some draft picks coming in. They got Rondo coming back. They got Jeff Green coming back. They got, Sully coming. So I feel like they're going to have some young players and young talent, but that means they're also going to have a young, inexperienced coach, man. So, you know, people are so excited about this, but it's like, is it just because it's the Celtics? Cause I don't see any reason to be that excited. If he went to the podcast, I don't think people would be that excited. It's just like, we'll see what happens.
Yep.
Here's the most pathetic thing I've seen in free agency. Let me play this for you guys. It's so sad.
Dwight Howard, please come to the Rockets.
Dwight Howard, 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 come to the Rockets.
There you go.
Dwight Howard, come to the Rockets.
I got a feeling.
Oh, my God.
The Rockets!
That is the most pathetic thing I've ever seen white people do.
Yo, that shit was scary, man. That's like all those kids white.
That's scary.
So, were all those kids white?
Yes, all the kids were white.
Every single one of them.
Did you even need to ask?
Oh my God. And then the safe rapper, Will.i.am, in the background.
Yeah. I haven't seen anything so fucking desperate. Apparently the daughter of Rockets GM Daryl Morey made this video with her friends, screaming at Dwight Howard to come play for the Rockets.
Wow.
Well, I've also seen, like, if you've seen the Laker billboards that have Dwight Howard and it says stay.
Yeah.
Like, ask to stay. There's one, I don't know if it was real, but there's one with the Rockets that says stray. And it's like the same kind of billboard that the Rockets made that says stray. So.
Yeah. This is pathetic, Houston Rockets. And the only thing about this that I understand is that Dwight Howard is corny enough that it might could work. I see what you're trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
But really, this shit is so pathetic. You got your babies out here. Couldn't even get no black kids involved in it. If there's one thing that sends Dwight Howard running, it's more babies. What are y'all thinking?
Ain't that the truth?
You know the thing I was going to say, man. If whoever really wants Dwight, you just really just need to have him come to the meeting. Just have a room full of hoes at the meeting. Don't even have any executives there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then show up later on that night like you had fun.
Right.
You know, he's going to be like, yeah, I did. Then just be like, cool, you know, we can arrange this for all off season. Not during the season, but all off season we'll have this just for you. All
right, time to cover some. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, like, you mean like Jesus Shuttlesworth and he got game?
Yeah, and just, but have all the women sterile. And let him know, like, listen, these women are sterile. You don't have to worry about any future children.
He's like, but that's why I like it, for the kids. Washington Wizards had a big outing this summer, this last week when we were off the air. John Wall outed himself as having tattoos, everybody. That's right. John Wall actually does have tattoos.
And I'm supposed to be concerned.
I was very hurt by this as a man with tattoo that just got a tattoo already. And, you know, I thought I was going to be alone forever. But
nope, you're not, brother.
John Wall, apparently. I found out through John Wall and this guy, Jason Reed, who's a columnist at the Washington Post, that I'm a thug now. And I didn't know that before. And I don't deserve money. That's right, people. Doesn't matter how good I am at my job. People need to think twice before they give me any money, because since he unveiled that he has tattoos in the areas that are normally covered by his jersey during the NBA game, Jason
Reed.
Which
means they're not visible, right?
Yeah, during the game. Right?
Okay.
Jason Reed asserts that, he needs to not get the max deal in his contract.
Wow, I wonder how many people he works with that have tattoos that do their job every day and they're not NBA players, that you don't know anything about their tattoos, so you're trying to tell me that they shouldn't get paid either?
The nigga that wrote this got tattoos.
What? Did he say the same thing about Kevin Durant? Because his tattoos are hidden.
Yeah, he's saying he flip-flopped on it because Wall said he didn't want tattoos because his image and marketing, you know, for marketing reasons, for selling stuff. So then this guy's like, well, you flip-flop. Now you got tattoos. Like, well, they're not in the areas you would see for any type of promotion. Marketing or promotion I would be doing. Because
most of the time you're in your jerseys, most of, you know me, things like that.
It's not a flip-flop, man. And I feel like Jason Reed and people like Jason Whitlock are just these motherfucking, like, dudes that get paid to start fires when it comes to this topic, man. Like, they're
not
very
even a fire. You're just coming over there starting shit where ain't no shit there.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I swear there was one point where, like, Kobe said the same thing. Like, he's like, oh, I don't want to get any tattoos. It's not me. And, you know, I don't want to ruin my image. And he has, like, 4 or 5 tattoos.
Right.
So, I mean players can change
on Instagram,
mind, but
he put some Instagram pictures of himself getting some more. So, you know, we'll see more on him in the future.
Yeah, I don't get it, man. So, yeah, I just think that's kind of whack that dude wrote that article. Dana White, the UFC owner and president or whatever, there's apparently been an uproar. A lot of the guys in the UFC are starting to feel like, hey, we're not getting paid enough. UFC's blowing up, and I want my money. And everybody knows Dana White is one of the most media-savvy people in sports. He's always addressing the media. He's on Twitter. He tweets just like fans. So if you're watching the fight and you go, that was bullshit, you look up Dana White and he's like, that's bullshit. What was that ref thinking? So it's pretty dope. But, he sat down to discuss the, the fighters saying they're underpaid. And he basically said, if you're complaining, you probably don't matter anyway. Said, I feel pretty.
Let's say, if you're good at your job, you probably get paid, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Many feel that for a company allegedly worth as much as it claims, the UFC is underpaying the majority of its athletes. In a 2011 story in the New York Times, UFC CEO Lorenzo Fertitta said, I feel pretty comfortable saying we're the most valuable sports franchise on the planet, more than Manchester United, more than New York Yankees, more than the Dallas Cowboys. Forbes recently put Manchester United worth at $2.23 billion, the Yankees at $1.85 billion, and the Cowboys at the same value. UFC is a privately held company and it doesn't disclose financials, so it's hard to tell if Fertitta's statement is true. But White says it wasn't just the fight of the night bonuses, because they're getting rid of fighter bonuses apparently. Or they could change the pay scale and to get rid of the fighter bonuses. Said it wasn't just the fighter of the night bonuses, it was all bonuses. There are a lot of bonuses that fly around this company. The reality is that the bonuses that are given are the bonuses that are deserved. So it's like, hey, if you make it to the TV and shit like that, you get a bonus because we're showcasing your talents, you know?
And that makes sense.
A lot of these guys aren't going to get that because they're not, you know, good enough.
All right, I was going to say pick a new career.
Yeah.
Nobody's making you go get your ass whooped in that ring.
So then he blasted those that he sees as complainers. He says, the guys that are complaining about this are the guys that don't matter. That might sound beep mean and harsh. And why would nobody matter? Everybody matters. We're in a society now where everybody should win a trophy. No, everybody shouldn't win a fucking trophy. The guy who stands out and the guy who deserves are the guys who deserve bonuses. The guy that makes it exciting, the guy that rises to the top are the guys that deserve money. If you're not that guy, then boo fucking who?
Damn.
You know David Stern wishes he could talk like this.
Ain't that the truth?
Know it, man. Definitely.
You don't matter. I'm sure that fucking sucks and I'm sure that hurts. I'm sure you want to scream that from the rooftops. I'm pissed and this isn't fair and this isn't right and this is fucking life, dude. Get ready because every day is standing right there to kick you in the fucking face and you better be ready to do something about it. So yeah, he's not backing down. How many owners would come out and be like, yeah, I'm not backing down from this. I actually believe this 100% and I don't care. Scott Boras is mad because Jay-Z's Magna Carta Holy Grail came out. Scott Boras is an agent in the NBA and Hove raps about Scott Boras, and how he took, Robinson Cano from him.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Scott Boras, you over, baby. Robinson Cano, you coming with me. So Boras went on Twitter and said, my music taste, I love jazz. I'm a huge Bernie Williams fan. And,
wow. Oh, that was his rebuttal?
Yep.
Okay.
Because Bernie Williams is... say that again, Greg.
He's the only Bernie Williams fan in the world that I know of.
Right. Bernie Williams is, I think he's been retired for a while, and now he plays... he's a jazz musician who's played with, like, Bruce Springsteen and stuff like this before, but... yeah, I don't think Jay-Z cares about that shit. And me and Justin were right, man. He's stealing these dudes from these white people, and now they mad.
Upset.
People, I saw a dude on Twitter calling Jay-Z a thug and talking about he's going to run up and make trades with guns and shit. And like, nah.
I mean, if you get the deal done, then get the deal done.
Not to mention, he didn't.
Right.
So like, let that racism... keep your ass from making a deal because you got black players that actually like Jay-Z.
Yep.
And they read that shit too. And
ain't so that the truth?
When they see you out here co-signing the black people are thug stereotype, it ain't doing nothing but helping Jay-Z get another fucking free agent. It's like, oh, you gonna stay with that racist or you gonna try to come with us?
Yep. And that's the other thing. Once they see him do something nice for KD and for Robinson Cano, everybody's coming to him.
He bought Skylar Diggins a car.
Yep. Nice car, Benz.
She's a WNBA player. There's no way he's making that much money off her. Right. You know what I'm saying? He bought her a car, dog. He know what he's doing. So Aaron Hernandez.
Is it Heron?
Heron Hernandez.
Yeah, we might have to go Heron Hernandez, man.
He is behind bars and he's trying to get married to his girlfriend. To try to keep her from testifying against her.
Smart.
As the first smart part of the crime that he's done so far. But the Bristol County Sheriff Thomas M. Hodges says, nah, dawg.
I don't blame him.
Here's the thing though, man. It's probably more beneficial to her to get married than for Heron.
Why?
No, why? I wouldn't marry that. I wouldn't marry him.
Nigga, do you
about
not
to go to
see,
jail for the rest of your
you
damn
Do you not
name?
See all these bodies that he is compiling? Do you think she might not be another body? Like, unless she had a witness protection program? I mean, you got the risk reward of her testifying is, I'll just make her disappear too.
The good news with him is that he does his dirt himself.
Yes.
So she might be safe.
Yes.
Right.
Like, he's so hands-on, who he gonna call?
He's still gang-affiliated, though.
I want to know, is he gang affiliated or is he not?
You know, because
I feel like he's trying to start his own gang. That was the problem.
I feel like he's gang affiliated. Yeah. Man.
I wanted to say maybe he's a Blood or a Crip, but I feel like he's a Hernandez.
Yeah, that's the name of the gang. And maybe this is just me. I would not marry you because the thing about it is that all of a sudden them bodies become our bodies. I don't want them to be our bodies. Them your bodies. Keep me out of it.
I think she's going to be one of the bodies if she didn't go ahead and. She's not allowed to get this marriage.
Why would you want to marry somebody like this? Justin, I'm asking you.
For safety.
But like this, if you're going to die no matter what, let me die on my own,
married. She's not dying right now. I think he's going to make her disappear. If he finds out that, like, she's willingly testifying versus just saying, look, she's not cooperating.
Me and you not agreeing on this, Justin. Mm-mm.
And his buddies are now testifying against him. They don't seem scared.
What? It's different. They locked up too currently.
Right, which means he's even closer to them, and they not scared at all. The key dirt against him is a small stash of potentially high incriminating evidence, including clothing and ammo being seized from a Boston area condo that he rented. So, all right, bro, we'll holler at you. he should, and this is another time, he should have listened to my man back in 2007. Tim Tebow tried to play peacemaker in a 2007 bar fight involving his then Florida teammate Aaron Hernandez. According to a supplemental police report obtained by ABC News, Tebow, whose name was not included in the first report, told police that he urged the then 17-year-old Hernandez to leave peacefully after Hernandez consumed two drinks but refused to pay for them. That's a dumbass crime. What a dumb crime, dude. Like, that's what you want to get suspended from the team for, is not paying for two drinks. Tebow offered to pay for the disputed bill. Employee Michael Taphorn became angry with Hernandez and yelled at him, the report said. As he turned to walk away, Hernandez punched Taphorn in the side of the head. Mm-hmm. Taphorn saw a doctor the next day and was diagnosed with a ruptured eardrum.
Good God.
Yeah.
And why would you want to marry that? So he can punch your hearing out too?
No, she about to die otherwise, I'm trying to tell you.
When police arrived at the scene and could not find Hernandez, they interviewed Tebow about the incident, the Orlando Sentinel reports. According to the police records obtained by the newspaper, Tebow said he witnessed the dispute and tried to help resolve the conflict. The report noted that Tebow and Hernandez told police they had notified then-coach Urban Meyer of the incident. Oh, Florida.
And Urban Meyer was snitching his ass out here.
Yeah.
Right, Justin?
The Sentinel reported that police caught up with Hernandez 2 hours later to speak to him about the incident. The officer who interviewed him wrote that Hernandez was polite and professional and did not appear to be intoxicated. Taphorn initially told police he wanted to pursue charges against Hernandez, but later he had second thoughts, according to the report. Mm-hmm. Wonder why he had them second thoughts.
Man.
He must have been like, marry me, or...
Guns came out.
Taphorn...
I got guns, too.
Taphorn said that he had been contacted by legal staff at the Florida and Florida coaches about possible agreements in the case. A source told ESPN administration didn't know whether Meyer or anyone from the staff met with Taphorn. A Florida spokesperson told ESPN.com's Andy Katz on Tuesday night that no one from the university's general counsel office was involved in the matter. Which is, hey man, leave us alone. We don't want the NCAA looking at this.
Ain't that true?
We definitely paid that man. So yeah, now he's facing first degree murder because he wouldn't listen to the homie Tim Tebow.
Jesus.
Straight from Tebow.
Yes, he did. Far away.
He came to you, his son, and you did not listen.
Man, Heron, I'm trying to tell you, he can potentially get off if all the witnesses disappear.
Okay.
And I believe that's going to happen.
Okay.
He is the type of dude that will try to make that happen.
For a man that does his dirt himself, I don't see it.
Me either.
I think you built it. Now, if this is Harvin Marison, this shit is possible.
Yeah, I would say yes.
People disappear around Harvin Marison all the time. And Harvin just be on the field catching them passes, dog. But
man, I think a story came out a couple of days ago saying that there was a guy that the police wanted to talk to about Aaron Hernandez, mm-hmm. and that guy ended up dying in a car accident.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if the trend continues.
Yeah.
Because that ain't his style. Making it look like an accident. He likes to right. make statements.
He likes his stuff to look deliberate.
Right.
It doesn't mean it's not possible, though. That's
yeah.
all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm not. I said yeah. we'll see, Justin.
Yeah, he likes to write in blood, I was here.
Yeah, he like.
Aaron, he like to stand. He slay like to stand on top of niggas like Mr. Big did in that R. Kelly video and be like, look at me.
I did this to you.
You gonna know it.
Do you know who did this to you?
Me.
La da 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 da.
That's how you do it. What's that R&B song?
Oh, Heron.
We've been talking about this dude too, and it looks like Justin was right about this. The home
Bengals Pac-Man. Adam Pac-Man Jones is going to speak at the NFL's rookie symposium, which happens later this month. Despite a recent arrest for assault, he's been arrested 3 times since October of 2010. What is the NFL's reasoning for having him talk to the rookies?
This is pretty easy. They like to bring in people who basically serve as cautionary tales to everybody in the audience. People who the rookies will identify with. People who will get the rookies' attention. And Adam Pac-Man Jones certainly will do that. He's been in the headlines Wait, so many different times.
This is the same music from the last time they did this story?
Yep.
Anyway, something new happened.
I thought you played that. Okay, so where does music come from?
I guess it's the same clip or something. Or unless they just, I don't know. Whatever happened, He's gonna be allowed to speak now. So.
Yeah, he should be. Don't be like me.
Yeah, Justin said, I think you say he should be allowed to speak, or you say
no,
he should.
I say he shouldn't.
I think he should. He's a
I guess Justin was wrong.
He's My a bad. Prime example of you keep fucking up, you gonna be just like me.
Right, but he's still in the NFL. They need cats.
Right.
They need guys that's not in the NFL.
Got watched out.
Yeah. That will come and be like, I think they'll be more passionate about, listen, but that Ray Lewis, yeah. don't you do it.
Yeah.
Don't you go out in these streets and make it rain. And a strip club. It is not good for you.
Evil.
Now, you know what though? And they have to be on that Ray Lewis level because Ray Lewis did go out and murder somebody and get back.
He did not murder anybody. And please stop saying that. Can people please stop saying that Ray Lewis murdered people? It's a Man. Really slanderous accusation. Okay, okay. That's not true.
OJ didn't do it either.
Yeah. I just know Ray Lewis ain't murdered that dude. And that was not even what he was on trial for. Thieves stole $10,000 worth of alcohol from the U.S. Open. I had no idea this happened.
Guess the race? White.
I didn't know there was $10,000 worth of alcohol at the U.S. Open.
It's probably millions of dollars white of
people
alcohol.
White people be partying.
I was going to say, that's the only thing to do.
Yeah, to get drunk and eat dollar hot dogs.
Yeah, this is why white people love golf. I thought it was for the sport. Mm-hmm. They just going out there getting drunk and eating hot dogs,
Of
man.
Course. Yeah, because the food at the U.S. Open is like dirt cheap with cheap booze. Like, everything is cheap. You cost $10,000 to get a ticket, so you pay for the food already.
Well, speaking of people getting drunk and passing the time, the Jaguars are saying they might show the Red Zone channel on their stadium video board instead of the game.
I guess it's smart. And it costs what? How much for the Red Zone?
$5 for me on my bill. It's only $5 extra.
I mean, for them. So why not go ahead and add it? It's not going to cost them that much.
Yeah, it's got to be more interesting than the actual football being played.
And I think it'll be interesting too, especially once it started doing playoff time. Like it's easier for like the fans to see. I mean, you can see the score, but it's different when you see the score go up and you can actually see like actual plays.
Plus, the home experience with NFL football is why I don't go to games. It's too good.
Yeah.
Red Zone is my crack, dog.
Ain't that the truth?
Fuck.
And I can watch Red Zone at home for free.
Yeah, exactly.
Fantasy football, man, that's the best thing ever.
I don't even have to look through Karen's purse to see if she can play. She can just sit down on the couch, and I trust her.
Shout out to Ask Rod P.
Yeah. Michael Jordan tried to win the virginity of MTV video jockey Kennedy back in 1995.
Yeah, Jordan's creepy.
That sounds like some Bama shit he would do. And I believe her because if you look at Kennedy, she is a nondescript, average looking white woman.
Right.
Yes, she is.
So why wouldn't? That's exactly Jordan's type.
Yep.
He's like, she white though. It's like, yep, that's all she is, MJ. She's not cute. She's not nothing else.
She ain't got no ass. Right. Yeah.
He be so happy, man. But
I get all those other things from Juanita.
He tried to win it in a dice game too. Of all the Bama ass ways to try to win somebody's virginity, which is already some loser shit to do.
Ain't that the truth?
That was a niggerish way to try to win it.
Yeah.
I don't see him playing dice though.
I can see.
Yeah, because he gambles and everything.
If they
said
card game.
People gamble with dice.
See,
golf or basketball game. I don't see Jordan playing dice.
Card games sound sophisticated.
Yeah, sound complicated.
A dice game sounds like some ridiculous shit to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Maybe he didn't have any cards. All he had was some dice.
Man, that's the only thing dice. Jordan kept on.
All that was available at the moment.
Yeah, he just keep a pair of dice in his pants, and of you course. And his UNC shorts underneath that.
Right.
but yeah, man, just another Bama ass move from MJ. Trying, and then like they got a picture of Kennedy on this article, and she's like naked on top of a horse or something, and it's in this. I have not seen anyone that I want to fuck less. And she's naked on top of a horse. Like, please yeah. come fuck me.
And she was
like,
not,
no, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, she's not looked that hot.
And Jordan wanted to gamble for that, for the virginity of that. Not even the, like, she's experienced. Like, if there's a difference where you look at a woman, you're like, yo, I heard she is a straight up nasty ass freak. That's cool. But this dude is actually like, I want the virginity of this nerdy ass skinny chick. I'm good.
Oh, unexperienced.
I wonder what his children
dude.
Taste like. I wonder what they like. You know, I wonder when they get their hollow on, what his sons, what they interest are.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, are they married? Have either one of them gotten married?
Kennedy, whose real name is Lisa Kennedy Montgomery, claims that Jordan then decided that it was time to play for something. He added, if I win, you come back to my hotel room with me tonight. The bespectacled Alternative Nation VJ says she was terrified about losing her virginity to MJ, who she thought was extremely well endowed because he would eviscerate me from inside out.
Like, so she's not offended by the game. Just right. She said she's going to get destroyed.
She just doesn't think he's going to be a gentle lover. You know. So, yeah. He lost a game of dice, so she didn't say
so
she
who,
didn't play him.
So who did? So who got the fucker though?
He lost, so she just kept the virginity. Nobody else was betting for a virginity.
Oh.
It was her versus
yeah,
him.
She probably still got it for all we know.
I'll play it for your virginity.
It was her virginity versus cheese.
Yeah. Something like 16-year-olds do.
Like who hollers in the aspect of, listen, I'll play you for your virginity.
I'll tell you who would play somebody for their virginity.
Hey Mamba.
So it's the homie, of course, this week in Mamba, the homie Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, is in the news, and he's in the news for something we kind of already talked about. Dwight Howard being courted by all the teams to be on, you know, to sign back up with him. He's being courted by the Lakers. Kobe Bryant said, hey, I want to be part of the meeting to court Dwight Howard. And like all things Kobe Bryant, he decided that if you go to court, you court hard. And he's going with the hard sell, the hard pitch, if you will. So he got to speak to him and he said, you know, ain't gonna be no none of that bitch shit up in here. I'm gonna speak to him and I'm gonna talk to him like a man. He says, you need to learn how it's done first, and I can teach you here. Bryant told Howard during the Lakers presentation, getting him in the Kobe system. You have to learn how it's done. I know how to do it, and I've learned from the best. Players who have won multiple times over and over, instead of trying to do things your way, just listen and learn and tweak it so it fits you. It does make you wonder if this is what Dwight wanted to hear.
No.
Nope.
He about butterflies and Skittles. He don't pay attention.
Why didn't Kobe talk to him about hold control?
And then on his way out, he said, you have to learn how it's done. And, you know, maybe that's when he was talking about hold control at that point. You know.
Why? He has to be specific with Dwight. You have to say hold control. Otherwise, he doesn't understand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's Mamba's approach, dog. Like, Mamba's not about that other shit, man. He's about winning these rings.
Of course.
And he's like, it's hard, Dwight. It's not easy. I can teach you.
That's right.
The other places you're talking about, they don't know what the fuck they talking about. And he's right. How about that, world? He is absolutely 100% right.
Yeah, I got
the other places he want to go, who the fuck gonna teach him? The Rockets bringing in Hakeem Olajuwon. They bringing him in. He don't even play that no more.
He'll just go to their games.
Yeah, Hakeem somewhere teaching 14-year-olds how to do the dream shake and making money off that shit. He don't give a fuck about no Rockets games. He don't even have a job with the team, dog.
Just the other thing. You know, but you know, you reminded me of the fact that we talked about this a while back, that Dwight actually worked out with Hakeem.
Like, I know, and he didn't learn shit.
He didn't learn or listen
stayed
to shit.
Stayed there for 2 hours and filmed it to be like, look, America, I'm trying. You ain't trying shit. And then the Warriors, who, what championship they gonna win? What championship caliber people do they have on the team?
Hand down, man
right
down.
They're out of it. The Warriors, they're out of it.
I just saw on my phone that Andre Iguodala just signed with the Warriors.
Oh, they might not be
4 years. Dwight. 4 years, $48 million.
Damn, maybe they're not getting Dwight. And he did take a pay cut. I noticed. Mm-hmm. 54. Yeah. 54 is what they said with the Kings, and you just took 48. You should have signed. But then again, you don't have to be around Cousins, so maybe it worked out. But yeah, so basically, I feel like Kobe's point is right, and it's the only pitch that matters. Because here's the other side of the pitch that nobody's talking about. If Dwight ain't about winning no rings, Kobe don't want to play with his ass anyway.
Ain't that the truth?
Lakers don't want him. Exactly.
Yeah, well, you know what? I wouldn't even say the Lakers don't want him, to be honest, because the Lakers are a business. And they are trying to build around, like, what happens when Kobe leaves. I get that their concerns are deeper than Kobe's. But Kobe don't give a fuck about none of that shit. He want to win a ring now.
Kobe wants that ring number 6 so he can at least be tied with MJ.
Right.
I think Kobe want more than that, though, man.
I think he does, definitely. Too. But I'm just saying, it definitely ain't no rings, and it definitely Dwight be on that Goof Troop shit, man. He want to go somewhere and have some fun.
Yes, he ain't trying to win no rings, and maybe that's the problem that I have with Dwight, because I agree with Leonard Brothers. Dwight is a good player, but the other shit is the shit that makes me angry. It's almost like you don't really have that drive. You claim that you got a drive, but your actions do not show me that you really have a drive to win.
I say, look, this is my thing about Dwight. You are more than fucking welcome, dude, to be like, I don't want to win a championship.
Yeah.
I support that.
Like, I do too.
If you just want to have fun being rich and coming in women and giving them all your money, that is
got the right to
your fucking business. Yeah. I'm not going to turn on this dude because he won't do what everybody thinks he needs to try to do.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, Kobe Bryant gave the only pitch that matters. And if they don't get him, that people are going to try to blame it on Kobe. Like, he went too hard. No. But Kobe was telling the truth, because he's not going to wait 6 months and be like, I see you not playing hard, dude. What happened?
That's right.
Kobe got to be like, fuck you, nigga. I told you it's about these rings, just like I told Powell, just like I told all these other dudes, and you can get the fuck on. So, I agree with Kobe.
They need Meta World Peace in that meeting, too, man.
Yeah, I don't know. It's better. I don't think Meta can talk to people. No. Like that. Like, I don't think him. The thing is, too, though, man, is it's better for Dwight, too, if he wants to leave and not win championships. Like, he should leave. Because him and Kobe will never get along.
Yeah, my thing is this. Don't lie to me and be like, I'm concerned. I want. No, you don't. No, you don't. That's the problem I have. Don't lie.
No.
And pretend like you want the rings. No, you don't.
No, that's bullshit, Karen. You absolutely have to lie. I've lied in every job interview I've ever fucking had in my life. Yes, lie, say the right shit. I don't honesty is over fucking rated when it comes to getting this paper. So just tell them people what they need to hear, which is, I want to come to Golden State and I want to win us a ring and da-da. Get your check and then be like, yeah, I'm about to get on these hoes. That's it.
The thing is, I don't think he has to lie to the Lakers. I don't think he could. I mean, if Dwight was a real dude, he could really just be like, you know what? I'm either only going to sign with Houston, the Lakers, or these other teams. I'm not, you know.
What do you mean he doesn't have to lie, though?
Like, he doesn't have to lie and be like, I might sign with the Lakers. Well, we know he really don't really want to re-sign with the Lakers.
Oh, no, he don't. That's not the kind of lie Karen's even talking about. She's talking about the winning the championship.
And I'm referring to the okay, like you don't, like, that's fine. I agree with you. Like, no, lie about that part.
But yeah, you got to lie about winning a championship.
But everything
Every
else,
does.
Be honest about. Stop these games like you ran in Orlando.
Oh, nah, I like it. I like it. I like when black men have the power to decide and everybody mad. Good. Be mad. I love that shit. We'd be like, I might go to the war. You know what? I was just thinking about it. I was having a steak, right? And the steak was so good that I was thinking, man, you know what else I'm into is venison. So I'm gonna go talk to the Bucks. I'll be back. I'll let y'all niggas know when I'm ready. I don't gotta decide shit till the 10th. Maybe even after I can decide, cause the 10th is just like the first day you can sign. If I was this nigga, I'd drag this shit out the latest possible moment. I do a decision. Man, fuck people, man. It's your money, dude. What does it matter if they hate you? You rich.
Yeah, true. Now that's a true statement.
Just want him to pick, make his decision. Stop playing games.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be better for us to talk about, but, and you're a Lakers fan, so you got something involved, but me personally, I'm just like, man, do what the fuck you want, man. These motherfuckers don't, this is the only time they gonna ever care about you, Dwight.
Ain't that the truth?
Oh, and everybody is full of shit. They gonna go right back to hating you the second you sign.
Yeah.
So
that's
don't
true.
Even slip.
Yeah.
That's true. If he doesn't sign with, they'll hate him again.
Immediately. Lakers fans about to be on this nigga. Yeah. On him. The second he goes, oh, yeah, I think I'm gonna go to the Warriors. That's why we didn't want you anyway, you bitch ass nigga. You play like a bitch. You can't shoot free throws.
You think they'll burn his jersey?
Nah, they won't do a Cleveland. Lakers fans have other shit to live for. Yeah. Like, that's different.
We got these LA hoes out here.
That Cleveland
same
shit.
With LeBron. Like, the teams that LeBron didn't sign, like, the Chicago Bulls fans still boo this nigga.
Still.
It's been like 3 years. They still boo him every time he comes. Why? Because he didn't choose the Bulls.
Did he even visit them, though?
I think so. Yeah.
He did.
The Knicks. Miami, of course, and Cleveland.
And Derrick Rose and Joakim Noah didn't even show up to try to court him either. So you get what you deserve. That's why I'm glad when y'all be losing to him. Should have took your ass to that meeting, you disrespectful motherfuckers.
Well, we know Joakim wasn't going to that meeting, though.
I don't care.
We know he wasn't going, but
that's why he be on the sideline at the Y watching Bron win.
But Rose should have definitely went to the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Rose would have bored that nigga. He would Derrick Rose looks like the most boring person. Like, he never looks like he's enjoying himself. He'd be at the Bulls games looking like he's watching paint dry.
Right.
All right, like, man. Like the rest of us.
Well, let me end this, man. This has been another episode of Balls Deep, man. This is a long one, but I had a lot of fun. Had a lot of people on it. We're going to be off for the next week because we're going to be taking vacation. So hopefully everybody will enjoy their vacations, enjoy their fourth and afterwards. We've had Leonard Brothers on the show, man. Thank you so much for coming on, Leonard.
Yes. Thanks, man. Thanks for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
No doubt, man. And you can find him on Twitter at L Brothers Media, at LB_daily on Twitter, and lbrothersmedia.com. Greg Hurd was on the show. You can follow Greg at Greg OKGA on Twitter, at Greg and A Show, and Facebook.com, Greg and A Show. Thanks so much for coming on, Greg.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man. I had a good time.
No problem, man. No problem. Glad you could do the show. Karen, thank you so much for doing the show.
Yes, dog.
And Justin, my co-host, so I ain't got to thank him for shit. We'll see you guys next, 2 weeks from now, probably on Balls Deep. Thanks to all the people that tuned in live and asked questions and stuff like that. We'll stick around and answer the questions afterwards. So until next time, peace.